Erica Ryan is the opening act of KD&K and the Carbondale Creative District's Hootenanny with the Heathens this Friday night at the 4th Street Plaza. Thanks for calling into KD&K, Erica.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Our listeners have been hearing your voice these past few weeks in anticipation of the show, as many DJs here at KD&K now count ourselves among members of your fan club. This is going to be your first show in the Roaring Fork Valley, but you've been performing for a while. How did you get your start as a singer and as a songwriter?
To be honest, I've been singing since before I could talk. I mean, before I could form words, I was singing obla-di, obla-da at the grocery store with my mom. And then I got my first guitar when I was 14 and taught myself from a book of Beatles songs. And it just took off from there. I just never stopped.
Wow. And you sent us originals and covers to play on the radio. I've been checking out your songs on Bandcamp. Are you working on your first full-length album at this point?
I am. And I'm hoping to incorporate other musicians in it. I'm so lucky. I have a bunch of friends who are offering to play on it who happen to be some of my favorite musicians in Denver. Hopefully that'll be coming out in the next few months or so.
And you're bringing a pedal steel player with you on Friday. Is that kind of the essential accompaniment for your voice, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I really think that the pedal steel lends itself super well to the sound I have, and you know, my finger picking and everything. It just tends to not step on my toes. And Ben Waligoski, especially, who's coming up with me, is just incredible and super intuitive when it comes to feeling out the songs and listening to the lyrics and responding to them with his instrument. He's really a great musician.
In terms of covers, you have your own take on John Denver, Townes Van Zandt, and other Americana music greats. Who are some of your own biggest influences? You mentioned the Beatles growing up.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I grew up on the Beatles and a lot of classic rock. But as I got older, I kind of found myself with an addiction for steel guitars. And so it started with Patsy Cline, and then I discovered Hank Williams, and from then on out, it's been like, oh my gosh, I identify with this. I grew up in the country, and it fits kind of my memories and my life perfectly. So I draw a lot of influence from classic country.
And tell us about a day in your life. You work on ranches in the Larkspur area, is that right?
Yeah, I manage a ranch here in Larkspur. It's fairly small, and then outside of that, I work a couple other ranches, one with about 50 or so warm blood horses and
wow,
and whatnot, mostly odd jobs. And I'm going back to school right now, actually, at CSU for agriculture.
Nice. And are you from Colorado originally?
Yep, born and raised.
Erica Ryan will sing her dreamy ballads at the Hootenanny with the Heathens this Friday night at 4th Street Plaza in downtown Carbondale, opening for the Band of Heathens. One more question for you. KD&K will be raising funds with a liquor permit, and we're going to sell craft beer from Roaring Fork Beer Company, Beer Works, and Odell. Plus, we'll serve red and white wines from Blackbridge Winery down in Paonia. And we're making a fun summer cocktail consisting of marble vodka and fresh strawberry lemonade from Big B's Delicious Orchards. So when I see you on Friday and want to buy you a drink, what do you think you'll order?
Oh my God, I don't think I could keep that straight.
Beer, wine, strawberry lemonade, you know, just curious what you're into.
You know what? I love craft beers, but usually wine's easier on my voice. I'll probably have a glass of wine.
Nice. Well, look forward to seeing you on Friday night and buying you your first drink.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited.
Yeah, thanks. Erica Ryan, really building the fan base here on KD&K. I just heard another DJ this morning say, I just love her voice. So you've really piqued a lot of our interest, and can't wait to see you live. Thanks so much, Erica.
Sure thing. Bye-bye.